This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. President Bush hosts German Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder at the White House today. Expected to be at the top of the agenda, Iran's nuclear ambitions and reform of the United Nations. Mr. Bush visited Germany earlier this year in a bid to show ties were warming again after tensions over the invasion of Iraq. Today may be Schroeder's last White House visit as chancellor. From Berlin, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
The most controversial issue on today's working lunch agenda may be United Nations reform. Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder is expected to argue for a permanent seat for Germany on the UN Security Council, but he's not expecting President Bush to endorse his country's desire. Germany has joined with Japan, Brazil, and India in a campaign to add 6 permanent new Security Council members, including themselves. The Bush administration supports Japan's bid, but is cool to Germany's and wants fewer new members overall. But a Security Council overhaul may be overshadowed by discussions about what to do about Iran. Germany, France, and Britain have been trying to convince Iran to pursue only peaceful nuclear energy in exchange for economic incentives. The U.S. has supported those talks to a degree, but the Bush administration believes Iran is pursuing nuclear weapons and wants to argue the case for possible sanctions at the U.N. Schroeder says now it's time for aggressive new proposals in negotiations with Iran. He'll be looking for signals from President Bush today as to how patient the White House will be. Both sides have officially moved on from deep disagreements over the Iraq invasion, but the relationship between President Bush and Schroeder has never been close, and it's not likely to get any closer soon. In part, that's because Schroeder is most likely on his way out. His party lost a key local election in May. Schroeder immediately called for early national elections as a referendum on his government. So far, polls show he will almost certainly lose the vote that's expected this fall. His U.S. visit is already shorter than originally planned because of the political problems at home. As part of the process for calling new elections, Schroeder faces a vote of no confidence in Parliament Friday. The White House visit is scheduled for 3 hours, a relatively long time, and Schroeder's delegation is staying in the government's guest house for the first time. But even a picture of improving transatlantic ties isn't likely to help Schroeder with German voters. Although the fall election is expected to turn on domestic issues, particularly the economy, President Bush remains deeply unpopular here. Some in Germany have dubbed today's visit as Chancellor Schroeder's farewell tour to the U.S., but he will see President Bush next month at a G8 summit in Scotland. Emily Harris, NPR News, Berlin.